Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
and you are listening to All That Jazz. Now, looks like my mics are working pretty good from what I could see on the big board. And it's looking pretty good. Oh, man. But it is raining outside like cats, dogs, pussy cats, alley cats. It's raining. But we got a great jazz show for you tonight. Our featured artist, Donald Byrd. So we're going to go back and forth. And we got Mark Allen Felton. That boy's bad. He's got a track with a young lady named Makita. It's called Do It. Do It. Okay, all right, calm down. But we got a great jazz show for you tonight, even in the rain. We are stretching our boundaries of imagination. Let's see. Tonight's subtitle, Jazz Artist. Learning more about jazz artists is enjoyable when you are open to learn. And the reason why I wrote that, there are so many great jazz artists. Nobody could know them all. So when you leave your mind open, you learn more. You get to hear some people you never heard of. You get to hear some past. You get to hear some present. And you get to hear some that's going to be dynamic in the future. All right, we're going to start the show off with Quincy Jones featuring Patty Austin. You Wouldn't Hurt Me. I love that track. And get a little something for my voice, you know, because I got a good voice. How about that? I had a good 4th of July. And gave me some time to reflect and do some things that was good. Quincy Jones, You Wouldn't Hurt Me. Well, that was the great Quincy Jones and Patty Austin. You wouldn't hurt me. You wouldn't act a fool. That's what she's saying. We got a great show for you tonight. I'm telling you, man, it is raining so hard outside. And, of course, my audience says, how hard is it? It's raining so hard. I saw Noah and his boat getting ready. And he's at the end of my block. Got a white flag. Don, get on this boat. And you can't take three TVs. That's a corny joke, ain't it? All right, let's listen to Donald Byrd, our featured artist for the night. He's got a track called Blackbird. And we're going to follow it up with Mark Allen and Belton featuring Makita. So let's get it on like Pop and the Corn. That sound corny.
Check it out.
And that was another little track from Quincy Jones. Oh, man. Quincy cut it. You know, I was telling my producer that Donald Byrd and Quincy Jones' tracks kind of sound alike. I think they had a lot of similar style. You know, the nice sound, the voices in the background. Got to think about that. We got a track called Flight Time. Donald Byrd. We're going to back it up with happy music. The time is 7:30 already. 7:31 to be exact. And we are moving on the jazz train. And tonight we're going to take the A train with Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald. So how about that? Traveling in time.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
Oh,
And that was Paul Hardcastle. He's doing a little thing called Love. Paul Hardcastle, bad. You're moving and grooving tonight with all that jazz now. Jazz artists. Learning more about jazz. Artists is enjoyable when you are open to learn. That's the subtitle of our show tonight. On all that jazz. We're going to jump to a track by the great Duke Ellington featuring Ella Fitzgerald. Take the A train. You know, I caught the B train once. Then I turned over to the C. Then I caught the D. Then I rode the S and the M. DSM, get it? Joke?
Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you'll find you've missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on, now it's coming. Listen to those rails thrumming. On board, get on the A train.
Thank you.
to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you've missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on board, it's coming. Listen to the railroad drumming. All aboard, get on the A train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem. Is Harlem, thank the A
train. Rockin' music, music. Music on my mind.
And that was Donald Byrd. Following up, Ella Fitzgerald and Take the A Train. So we went back, came back, and now we're going to go back again. Oh, man, that was Happy Music by Donald Byrd. And I think they used to call his group the Blackbirds. So I guess that's what it was. Huh. Anyway, listen, it's 8:02. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to Duke Ellington. It don't mean a thing. If it ain't got that swing, we're going to follow it up with Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that real jazz swing. So be looking forward to that. And it's 8:03 already, man. We went through an hour. And we got a little track by Ella. Actually, it's L. Goling, Love Me Like You Do, and Burn. Oh, okay. But we're going to take a quick break and come back with more jazz.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Adventure by renowned American author Don S. McClure is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, a new world of adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
This song is that feeling when none of the stuff that's in your head matters at all, because when that music comes on, it's like lights out. That's what this song is for me.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what.
No, it don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is
give it all the rhythm that you've got.
Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Do I, 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 do I.
And that's Jazz, and that's Tony Bennett. and Lady Gaga. Oh, man. We're going to jump to a track by Eric Gale called The Storm. And I thought I'd play that because it's storming outside. Storm, Eric Gale, like a gale of storm. Okay, all right. My producer looking at me like, you know, one day you got to see him on the Zoom. We don't use Skype no more. He said, why you say Skype? We on Zoom. I said, oh, okay, I'm catching up. All right, here we go. Donald Byrd. Places and Spaces. And we're going to follow that Donald Byrd up with Think Twice.
Thank you.
And that was Donald Byrd. Think twice. Oh, man. You know, I was just thinking, Donald Byrd sounds so good. And the Blackbirds, no real talent. I'm going to jump to a track by John Roberts. This is a Sharon Banks selection out of Texas. You know, she's one of our co-producers and associates. Been with me for a long time. And she always picks some great artists. She introduced me to Mesa and just a lot of other great artists. So, Heaven Must Be, John Roberts, a selection by Sharon Banks, Dallas, Texas.
Thank you. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Yes, my understanding candy. My candy's always handy. Yes, when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 he's gonna be just dandy. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yes, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
And that was Candy from back in the day. Big Maybell. You know, my older brother Marvin introduced me to that. He said, man, you got to listen to Big Maybell. I said, oh, Maybell, she jazz? He said, yep, old jazz. There's a track that Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do. I mean, this track's been played by some of the top jazz violinists and just everywhere. She has a concert that is unbelievable. So I thought we'd throw it in tonight. Give you a little treat. Elle Goulding, Gouldding. Love Me Like You Do and Burn. We got 24 more minutes to go, man. And we're going to play a couple of tracks by our featured artist, Mark Allen. He's got a track called I'm All Yours. You know, the one thing about jazz, it continues down the path of forever.
Color of my blood, you're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear.